deserves a Red Alpha Rush show. I know I've been off a couple weeks, but it's just been so much going on. And shit, every time you look at the news, it's something bad. Then I receive more bad news and shit. So, you know, I had to do something next week. You know, pretend to go to work, get some, you know, renew my license. So, I'm like, you know what? Let me text my barber and stuff and see if I can make an appointment. So when I text him this morning, I ain't getting no text back at all. And it's kind of weird because he normally like text me like within 5-10 minutes, like, yeah, I'm in the shop and stuff. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So for some reason, I called another dude that I've been cool with, cut hair around here. And he was like, you ain't hear about Shorty? I'm like, no, I ain't hear about Shorty. And he was like, man, Shorty died 3 weeks ago. He was sick. I'm like, man, like that shit like really like freaked me out and stuff, because I'm sending a text to somebody that's been gone for 3 weeks and I ain't even need to know that the guy was dead. And the dude is like a real good dude. I've been knowing him since about 12, 13 years. He cool people like a motherfucker, man. He a cool, laid back, quiet dude. He don't bother nobody and shit. He just a real cool, humble dude and stuff. And I couldn't believe that, you know, that dude had died. And I kind of figured that somebody died in the shop, but you figured like, cause they had like a reef or something on the door or something, like somebody died, but I never assumed that was him. So they got this other barber that cut hair with him. I never heard him mention nothing about rest in peace to him or nothing. So I'm assuming that he's still alive and stuff. So once the other barber told me about Charlotte died, I'm like, fuck, can you get any good news these days? It's like everything around is just negative energy, man. Like, you can't get no positive shit for nothing, man. Everything is just like negative energy. That's why I'm losing my energy for my podcast and shit, because all this quarantine shit, staying in the house, you can't do this, you can't do that, stay 6 feet away and all this shit. This just is too much, man. Like, you know, you trying to get like a good mind state about things and shit, but you know, every time you watch the news, it's something bad and people are just, you know what I'm saying? You think during these times, people will try to be better, but to me, people just got worse during these times to me. Like, people true feelings coming out and shit, man. Like, I'm just not happy right now, because it's just too much negativity and shit, man. Like, nigga can't get no positive news for shit, man. Every time I look around, something just happened. This person died, or this and that, man. People, the world is fucked up, man. We living in a fucked up ass world, man. There's always the good side of people be always dying and shit, man. Good people always fucking be dying, man. And all these motherfuckers that be ruthless and be fucking over people, they be well and alive and shit, man. It got to the point like this shit hit me when Shorty died, but I'm so much, it's fucked up. When you so used to negative shit, like, you really can't react to shit. Because, you know, I've been through a lot of deaths and a lot of negativity. So, it's kind of like it didn't surprise me, but it did surprise me. But when you used to so much negativity and death and shit, you know, did it with my mom, my best friend dying the same year and shit. It's just, I can't, you know, it's just too much fucking shit going on, man. Like, you know, everything is fucked up, man. The world don't give a fuck about you. All they worry about is money. They want to open up the economy and shit. People not going out. You go out, they're going to catch new cases and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could do all the proper procedures. You could wash your hands and shit. But you don't never know what the next motherfucker got. Just because you got good hygiene, do not mean the other person got good hygiene and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the world is just, it's just too much, man. Like, man, I never thought in my life that it'd be a privilege just to go out. A privilege just to go outside. That's how fucked up shit is, man. And with this casino shit, I can't see this bitch, like, surviving, man. Like, a capacity 25%. Like, come on now, that's hardly nobody. I mean, it's gonna get to the point where they might, people lose their jobs and shit. And, you know, casino be 24 hours and shit. They might not, you know, might be closed at night, man. This COVID-19 shit just fucked up a lot of people, man. And I hate when people be talking about sports and shit, and we got real problems going on. People dying. Motherfuckers worrying about what basketball and football. Fucking millionaires. Man, fuck them millionaires, man. They got motherfuckers dying and shit. And people getting affected, losing their jobs and shit, man. Fuck, man, fuck sports and shit, man. They gonna be alright. They just want someone to watch and shit, man. I'm just sick and tired of shit. I'm trying to get back on my podcast shit. Cause I had a passion for it, but you just go do so much. And this corona shit just too much. Just staying in the house is just driving the fuck out of me. And I'm just getting bad news after bad news after bad news and shit. So, you know, rest in peace to Shawty, my barber, man. Sorry I had to get that fucking bad news and shit. He was a good dude, man. Hell of a barber, hell of a person, man. May your soul be resting in peace. Peace.